On University of West Georgia Week, how were the different elements of the universe produced? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Nick Sterling, associate professor of physics, explores a fossil record of stars to find out.
The details of the chemical evolution of the universe, including which elements are formed and what types of stars, is an active area of astrophysics research. The universe transformed from a composition of nearly pure hydrogen and helium just after the Big Bang to the present-day content that includes about 2% heavier elements, including familiar ones like oxygen, carbon, and nitrogen. Elements up to iron are formed by nuclear fusion in the burning hearts of stars, and their origins are relatively well understood. In contrast, many questions remain regarding the production of elements heavier than zinc, which are created by neutron captures onto iron peak nuclei in the interiors of red giant stars and in cataclysmic collisions between neutron stars. Like forensic scientists, astronomers investigate stellar deaths to learn details of nucleosynthesis and galaxies' evolutionary histories. Our team utilizes high-resolution near-infrared spectroscopy of planetary nebulae, the ejecta of dying low-mass stars, to investigate the nucleosynthesis of heavy elements in low-mass giant stars. This area of research combines observational astronomy with theoretical and experimental studies of atomic processes, such as photonization and electron impact excitation needed to understand the spectra of astrophysical objects. We recently used the 8.1-meter Gemini South Telescope in Chile to determine the abundances of transiron elements, such as rubidium, krypton, and tellurium, in planetary nebulae in low-mass galaxies that orbit the Milky Way. The observations were carried out in late 2020 and are currently under analysis. Despite the rarity of these elements, their abundances are sensitive probes of the physics of red giant stars and provide a fossil record that can reveal the evolution and star formation histories of galaxies.
That was Nick Sterling of the University of West Georgia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.